salutes Decatur, Indiana. A great place to be. Group W Westinghouse Broadcasting. It's 2 o'clock.
Good afternoon. 69 degrees in Fort Wayne. The outlook increasing cloudiness today. I'm Jerry Hoffman with the 2 o'clock WoWo News. The AFL-CIO is urging President Carter to call a special session of Congress to enact mandatory wage and price controls instead of the voluntary guidelines the President has proposed. AFL-CIO President George Meany announced the decision at a news briefing following a morning session of the Federation's 35-member Executive Council. The Council waited for more than a week after Carter had unveiled his program to render its opinion. Meany called the President's anti-inflation program, in his words now, inequitable and unfair. Iranian newspapers report 44 people killed yesterday in clashes between demonstrators and government authorities. One report says three people were killed when tribesmen made a wild horseback raid on opponents of the Shah in the town of Hava. The report said 12 of the attackers were killed in street battles with rock-throwing women and children. The report said the raid was led by a pro-Shah member of parliament. The Washington Middle East peace talks are underway again. Meanwhile, Israelis begging coming to America later this week, but apparently not for any top-level discussions.
The White House has flatly ruled out any meeting between President Carter and Israel's Prime Minister Begin when the two men are in New York Thursday. Begin is there to raise money for Israel, the president, to campaign for Democrats. There had been news stories alleging the Israeli Prime Minister might also be invited to the White House for talks, but presidential spokesman Jody Powell said those stories are flatly incorrect. Powell further fueling rumors of a rift between Carter and Begin. Powell was asked if President Carter might not be seeing Begin because he's angry with the Prime Minister about their disagreement over expansion of Israeli settlements on the west bank of the Jordan River. But President Carter's spokesman said personal rancor does not enter into this. Walter Rogers at the White House.
Iranian newspapers report that a general strike has shut down Iran's vast Persian Gulf oil industry. Strikers are demanding that the end of martial law be imposed by the Shah, the release of political prisoners, and punishment of corruption. It's part of the general anti-Shah activity sweeping Iran. Iran, meanwhile, reports exporting 5 million barrels of oil a day, almost a million to the United States alone. A prolonged strike could create a severe pinch. A construction worker, 56-year-old John Hess of Columbia City, Indiana, escaped injury this morning when the crane he was operating dug into a high-voltage underground power cable. The mishap occurred at the Perfection Biscuit Expansion Project on Superior. Hess was checked over at a local hospital and released. Fire last night damaged a vacant building on the old state school property in the 800 block of East State. The blaze was apparently started by children who broke into the building. Fortunately, there were no injuries. And firefighters were summoned to a residence in the 2200 block of North Anthony this morning. The exact address and extent of damage remain unknown. Just a week now before election, the WoWo News has discovered at least one candidate is not now qualifying to take office if elected. Second District County Council candidate Charles Hanneman, under state law, must be an Allen County property owner by the time he's sworn into office November 18th. If he wins, at present he has no such property, but Hanneman says he does intend to buy some land by the deadline, if necessary. WoWo News time, 2:03.
Man on the moon, rocket in the sky, nuclear submarine swimming by. Telephone with pictures of science there, so why can't the green the polluted air?
Good question. And the answer? You. You working with your lung association can help clean the air. Learn about clean air laws, mass transportation, and getting around without the big gas. Write your lung association for more information.
Man on the moon, rocket in the sky, nuclear submarine swimming by. Telephone with pictures of science fair. Why can't they see the polluted air?
Whether it's air pollution, smoking, or any breathing problem, your lung association cares about every breath you take.
WoWo's Jack Underwood. Students between 6 and 14 can help fight multiple sclerosis by joining the MS Readathon. To learn more, call 456-2167.
Overland weather, increasing cloudiness today. Northeast winds to 20. Clearing tonight, some frost. Overnight low of 32. Light winds. Partly sunny tomorrow, high in the mid-50s. Northwest winds to 15. Clear tomorrow night with a low of 30. And for Thursday, partly cloudy with a chance of light showers at a high of 60. Right now, barometric pressure falling from 30.26 inches. Winds westerly, 8 miles per hour. Relative humidity, 39%. Officially at the airport, sunny, 69 degrees. Jerry Hoffman, WoWo News. Now, young Chris.
Thank you, Jerry. Hi, hello, how you doing? Young Chris is set, ready to go, as a matter of fact, for a Tuesday show. Halloween Day, 1978, October the 31st of that. Look at that sunshine out there. Isn't that nice? What up there? We'll move this show off to the world-famous fire escape. Dolly's here.
With young Chris, sunshine and 69, as Jerry Hoffman said at the end of the 2 o'clock news this afternoon. Well, I'll tell you what, I had plenty of opportunity to be out in the sunshine today. Ron Gregory and I were up at the lake today, up at good old Lake Wawasee, surveying the situation, and today was the day, unfortunately, that Ron's boat came out of the water, and as we got on the boat and we were taking down all the covers and things like that, Ron said to me, you know, I don't very often get sentimental, but he said, it's ridiculous to have to take something like this out of the water. I said, I fully agree with you. And so anyway, we proceeded to do that, and he got the last ride, and it took it across the lake, and I met him on the other side with the trailer and so forth, and we hauled it back successfully. I feel like a truck driver. I've been bouncing around all afternoon. Actually, you know, that boat pulls you back to Fort Wayne. You don't pull it.
About time you showed up, Mr. Pokey Pants.
I'm sorry I'm late.
Sorry, don't butter the toast.
Yeah, but the storm held me up.
Your job is to deliver Jay's potato chips to stores like mine on time.
The rain washed out the road.
Right after those fresh whole potatoes are sliced into chips, you bring them here so they're always fresh.
I lost my truck in the mudslide.
Jay's taste great because they're fresh, and that brings the customers in.
I had to come the last 40 miles on foot.
You're 15 minutes late.
Well, I'm sorry.
Sorry, don't flip the flapjacks. Lost a very important customer, Mrs. Scraggs.
Well, the Jays are here now.
She ain't. She was counting on the fresh taste of Jay's for her husband's surprise retirement party.
We can still retire.
No, now we'll have to work another year.
Well, I'm sorry.
Sorry, don't whitewash the chickens.
What?
I just made that one up. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, I'll be here on time next time.
Good. Folks around here love their cheese. Fresh and simple. Kind of like my daughter. Did you ever meet Hilda Jane?
No, I have to cheese. Made daily from fresh whole potatoes and delivered fast, so they're always fresh. You can't get fresher flavor than Jay's.
Well, since this is a 100-mile trip, could you increase your order next time, Mr.
Okay, I'll double it.
Oh, good.
Make it two bags.
Sound off on Sports Talk, Monday and Thursday nights at 6:15 with Ron Gregory and Art Salzberg on WoWo, a great place to be.
I'm Liberace, and when my friends at Baldwin were making the Baldwin Funster, they asked my advice. I told them to make the Funster easy to play. And they did. In fact, they made the Baldwin Funster so easy to play, you can play it the very first time you try with just one finger. I also told them to make the Funster with real organ sound. They did that, too. Then I told them to make it spectacular. A sequin here, a sparkle there, maybe some ermine trim. They told me I'd have to special order that. Try the Baldwin Funster and find out how easy it is to make music with one finger. Just see my friends at Baldwin. Maybe some white virgin mink would do nicely. Of course, I'd have to wait forever for the pelts.
See and hear the Funster at Rippey's Keyboard City, where you can hear the difference in Georgetown Square, Angola, and during the holidays at Westland Mall. Rod Stewart says, tonight's the night. Yes, following the 8 o'clock news on Halloween nights here at 1190 WoWo, it's the WoWo Players production of Edgar Allan Poe's Telltale Heart. A superb performance, if I might say so myself.
No, it sounds funny, but I just can't stand the pain. Well, I'm leaving you tomorrow.
Oh, man.
we'll make a call out right now from the cards we've received at the Wobo Whiz Kid contest, and you got your card in on today's last day. I might be calling you. Hope it's you. Right now with young Chris, and on my telephone line is John Freistraw from Fort Wayne, Indiana. Hello, John.
Hi.
How are you today?
Good. Real good. Beautiful day, isn't it?
Yes, it is, as a matter of fact. Boy, you're excited today, and I like that, because that's the style you need, John, in order to win here in the Wobo Whiz Kids contest. You've got to be confident, and I take it you are.
No, not really.
You've heard the contest. John, I'll tell you what we're playing for this hour. Prize number one is a crockery kettle, and I'm opening up your envelope right now, and we'll see what question you have here, of which you have 10 seconds to answer, incidentally. And here is question number one. Who is the, or whom is the mayor of Fort Wayne? Start the clock on that one.
I don't want to answer that. No. Robert Armstrong.
Hey, there you go. You missed the E in the middle, but that doesn't make any difference. Hey, listen, John, for telling me who the mayor of Fort Wayne is, you got a crock. I mean, you got a crockery kettle.
A crockery kettle? Fine. Hey, that's great.
And you may give that back to me and move on to question number two, if you like. I'll tell you what the prize is, the GEAM clock radio there. Or you can keep the crockery kettle, whichever you like. Question number two. I've got it right before me, John.
Oh, let's shoot the works.
All right. Very good.
All right.
John, do you like to read books?
I try every once in a while.
Good. Well, here's question number two. John, what is the largest academic library in the United States? In other words, not a public library, but an academic library that would be in an institute of learning. What is the largest academic library in the United States?
Oh, I'd say Harvard.
You know your rights.
Hey! All right.
I'll tell you, John, when you said you wanted to go on to question number two, I looked at question
number
two.
Give me another one, quick.
I got worried.
Ask me another one.
You're hot today, huh?
Yeah.
Well, you ought to be on a TV game show. How about the $64,000 question? Yes, John, I've got the crockery kettle back, and you've got the GEAM clock radio, and a big shot at the grand prize, the grandfather clock, which the drawing for it will be held tomorrow at about 10 minutes to 2 on the Jack Underwood Show. John, we'll wish you best of luck in that.
Well, listen, thank you very much.
As I like to say, not too shabby, my man.
No, that's fine. Thanks again.
John, have a nice afternoon.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There's John Freistroffer on the telephone line.
I don't know how this whole business started. Of you thinking that I have been untrue. But if you think that we'd be better parted, it's gonna hurt me, but I break away from you.
I knew it all when we were one.
FM 1190. Well, 25 minutes past 2 o'clock. The young Chris, stand by for today's onesie-threesie. Got it coming your way in about 15 minutes from right now.
You can count on couches, couch pharmacy. You can count the savings to one stop, and you'll agree.
I think you'll agree that Kelch's Senior Citizen Club, another part of their Guardian service, is a great program for senior citizens 62 years young and over. Your senior citizen membership entitled you to a 10% discount when you purchase any of these things. Prescriptions, eyeglasses at our new optical department in Georgetown Square, convalescent aids, and all Kelch brand, Dupree brand, and family care brand products. Stop by any convenient Kelch pharmacy and register for your senior club card.
You can count on Kelch's for all your needs. You can count on Kelch's your full service
pharmacy. What does it take to be called number one? Why do so many people repeat? Hey, the devil lady, answer is simple. They shop both sides of the street. If Hefner can't do it, nobody can.
The grand opening of Hefner's new small car headquarters is on. Hefner has a huge selection of brand new Chevy cars and trucks with sale prices not only on small cars, but every car and truck in stock, including plenty of Chevy vans, converted vans, and four-wheel drive vehicles. Plus, one of the largest selections of used vehicles in the Midwest. Wholesale price for this special event. And register for a Jag 3000 Arctic Cat snowmobile to be given away November 11th. No purchase necessary, licensed drivers only. Stop by Hefner's today. And remember, Hefner can arrange no payments until after January 5th to qualified buyers.
Hefner can't do it, nobody can.
Hefner Chevrolet, 500 East 8.
People use our money to get the most out of life.
Rising real estate values have turned most homes into very smart investments. You could use the value you have in your home to get a homeowner loan from HFC. It's a larger loan you could use for almost anything you want. Household Finance, an equal opportunity lender.
Yes, indeed. The homeowner loan from $5,000 up to $25,000. See your phone book for the HFC office nearest you.
Halloween night, you're in for a special Halloween treat from WoWo Radio. The WoWo players are presenting Edgar Allan Poe's chilling story, The Telltale Heart. After the trick-or-treating is done, gather around the radio, dim the lights, and join Ron Gregory, Bob Sievers, Jack Underwood, Chris Roberts, Maureen McCosey, and Sam DeVincent in a radio thriller. The Telltale Heart, right after the 8 o'clock news on Halloween night.
Thank you.
Big Apple Band from Whoa Whoa. And the fifth of Beethoven, 2:31 in the afternoon with Young Crisp and the weather station. Earls' increasing cloudiness today with a high in the mid-60s. Clearing tonight, frost low near 32. And then for tomorrow, partly sunny with a high in the mid-50s. Andrew Gibbs here to sing for you.
Maybe I don't want to know the reason why. But lately you don't talk to me. Darling, I can't see me in your eyes. Thank you.
now you're all at last.
David Gates, Mobile Radio, and the singer from Goodbye Girl. 2:37 in the afternoon with young Chris on Halloween. 1978. I've been looking for that thunderstorm all afternoon long. Couldn't find it anyway. It's a shame to have to play something like that on a day like today when it's so doggone sunny outside, you know. Say, have you been seen with a mule lately around, near, or next to one? Many people have, because the mule, of course, is the trademark for Wells Lamont work gloves. Like Wear Power work gloves that outwear cotton by 50% yet don't cost a penny more. Wells Lamont has gloves for fun as well as work. For fun, look for ProMark sports action gloves and mittens at fine stores everywhere. For work, get with a mule and you'll be near famous Wells Lamont work gloves. Available now at Central Soil Farm Supply, Decatur, Indiana.
At Light World, 30% savings on table lamps, swag lamps, mirrors, and all accessories will add year-round accents of beauty to your home. If you've been wanting a special lighting effect, now is the time to see the lighting professionals at Light World. Mirrors, table lamps, swag lamps, or any accessory at a 30% savings. Better hurry. Offers like this don't last long. Light World, 3050 East State, one half block west of Hobson.
A whole new world of lighting ideas from the professionals at Light World.
At your International House of Pancakes, we're serving up some big meals like our country fried steak full course dinner.
Come on, big meal.
A tender cube beef steak dredged in flour and pure egg batter, grilled and served with pan gravy, plus vegetable roll and butter, and your choice of whipped or French fried potatoes.
Big meal.
Plus chilled tomato juice and a crispy green salad or soup.
Hey, that is a big meal.
Plus our own hot apple crepe a la mode dessert and your beverage, all for only $2.99.
Big meal, big deal.
Right. Big deals on our full-course country fried steak dinner. Just $2.99 this week only at participating International House of Pancakes.
Big meal
and big deal.
Yeah.
At your IHOP.
Come over to our house. International House of Pancakes. For all the good food.
Offer good 4 p.m. till midnight at your IHOP, 4403 Coldwater Road.
Thank you, Jack. 20 minutes before 3 o'clock right now, one syllable in the answer's first word, three in the answer's second word today, and this is definitely easier, I think, than the one yesterday. Do I hear a sigh of relief someplace? Here are today's clue words, nervous home. Nervous home. H-O-M-E. It's a onesie, threesie, my telephone number. When you get the answer, as always, is 467-1190, 467-1190. Written sounding code 219, and I'm standing by to write your name down.
She can kill with a smile. She can wound with her eyes. And she can ruin your face with her casual lies. And she only reveals what she wants you to see. She hides like a child, but she's always a woman to me. She can lead you to love, she can take you or leave you. She can ask for the truth, but she'll never believe. And she'll take what you give her as long as it's free. Yeah, she feels like a thief, but she's always a woman to me. But she can do as she pleases, she's nobody's fool. She can't cheat on dipping, she's earned her degree. And the most she will do is throw shadows at you, but she's always a woman to me.
I've been writing down names just as fast as I possibly could. We have a whole list of them here at 243. Billy Joel with young Chris. Onesie, threesie, nervous home, the clue words today. Carol Doctor, first in of a phone line, followed by Marty and Roberta Clemmer. You see, Marty got the, I think Roberta got the first, well, one of them got the first word and the other one got the second word. Ernie Holzapf called up. Rick Gustin, Nyla Roth, Sue Demerly, Mitzi, Sandy Snyder, Steve Parnon, Dale Willman, Wanda Mullins, and Bruce Borney, all on the line today with the answer for nervous home, and of course that was tense residence. Tense residents. I don't hear any complaints. I must be batting 1,000, huh? Well, maybe 500. Would you give me 3.5, huh? 16 now before 3 o'clock from Wobo Radio on Halloween Day, 1978. What am I, too quick for you there, Sparks? Thank you. Well, I hope the sound effects man pays closer attention to the show tonight than we've got the telltale heart after the 8 o'clock news.
Love has ever come. There's nowhere to go. Oh no, you make a choice. Now it's up to me. Bow out gracefully. Throw your home key.
Thank you.
that kind of different for him? The sun is out, the sky is blue, but it's in my heart, huh? 10 before 3 o'clock, Bobo Radio Halloween, 1970 with young Chris. Good to have you along.
What would you think of a congressman who voted for the largest single tax increase in history? New Social Security taxes. And then voted to continue to exempt himself and his staff from paying them. What would you think of a congressman who voted against a 33% tax cut twice? What would you think of a congressman who voted against a school tuition tax credit? That's exactly what Phil Sharp's done. And that's why a lot of people think we need a new congressman. One of those people is Governor Otis Bowen.
Our federal tax system demands a change, and to effect that change, we must change Congress. Bill Frazier's record as a state senator, active in property tax relief, indicates that he's the kind of man we need in the United States House of Representatives from Indiana's 10th District.
This November, send Washington a message. Send Bill Frazier to Congress.
Paid for and authorized by the Bill Frazier for Congress Committee.
Hold on just a minute and a half. I got the Beatles waiting for you.
Now, a WoWo Special Report.
This week on Special Report, we're talking with Ruth Ann Sprunger, Executive Director of the Mental Health Association in Allen County, one of our United Way agencies. And we're talking about depression. Not the kind of depression that all of us often feel when we just feel a little blue, but a much more serious mental affliction that often calls for professional help. And we're talking about some of the symptoms of depression, some symptoms that maybe you can watch out for in people you know or your loved ones. Ruth Ann, what are some of the symptoms that we should be aware of?
Well, some of the other symptoms are that a very extreme sensitivity to words and actions of others, and generally being irritable about things, or always feeling anger, difficulty in handling your feelings constantly. Their feelings of guilt, feeling of self-blame, like you're just not worth anything. Life just doesn't hold any meaning for you. Another symptom might be the extreme dependency on others, your inability to do anything for yourself, becoming more and more withdrawn. Sometimes the situation just becomes so bad that it results in an attempted suicide or a threat of suicide. Anytime these symptoms become worse, and continue, obviously the person needs professional care and treatment.
For Special Report, I'm Ned Foster.
Special Report, a WoWo Public Affairs presentation.
I'm a church in Shipshawana, under town at Logan Fort, Fort Wayne, over to buy a suit. Bright are the stars that shine.
Can you believe it, huh? Boy, I'll tell you. Sometimes they overproduce music these days. You notice? Just a little bit too much happening there for me to comprehend. I don't know if it's just me or just music in general, but that's the way I feel. Anyway, 4 minutes, don't knock the soapbox out in front of you. I should get started. 4 minutes before 3 o'clock from 1190 Chris. Hello. Salutes Decatur, Indiana. It's a great place to be. Group W, Westinghouse Broadcasting. It's 3 o'clock.
Good afternoon. It's 70 degrees in Fort Wayne. Today's outlook, clear with an overnight low in the low 30s. I'm Cynthia Harris with the 3 o'clock WoWo News. The AFL-CIO rejects the president's...